The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare the way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Got your Christmas shopping done? A lot of laughs, okay. Well, this time of year, there are thousands, maybe millions of people who actually still go to stores, they don't shop online, who go to stores specifically to look for something in particular for someone that they love. Could be a spouse, another loved one, a child, a friend. And you might ask them, well, what are you looking for? Well, I'm not sure, but I'll know it when I see it. Sound familiar? I'll know it when I see it. Ah, that's the question. Will we? Will we know it when we see it? Look at John the Baptist. John's entire ministry was focused on what? Preparing the way of the Lord, right? Pointing to Jesus. Look, the Lamb of God. Look, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And yet, here is John in prison. Jesus has begun his ministry. John is hearing all kinds of stories about what Jesus is doing, and John's beginning to think twice. Right? This isn't exactly what I expected. So what does John do, as we heard in the gospel? He sends two disciples to Jesus and says, Are you the one, or should we look for another? What are John and his disciples looking for? They want to be sure that Jesus is God's man, that Jesus indeed is the one to restore us and to bring us new hope and new life. They want to be sure of that. And so he sends them to Jesus with the question. And so what does Jesus do? He points to his works. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the lame are healed. And then Jesus points back to John and asks the question about looking and seeing again. What did you go out in the desert to see? What were you looking for? A good time? No. Three times he asked them, what were you looking for? Something in John drew people to him. People came in huge numbers. He was like a rock star for that time. They were all coming to John, because there was something in John that drew people there. A need for restoration, renewal, repentance. And so off they went. But then John, of course, deflects it again. And he points back to Jesus. Look, he is the one who can uncover the deepest desires of our hearts. He is the one who connects us with God. So look there, look to Jesus. That's where we need to look, is to him. What draws us here week after week? When we come here to worship, do we know what we're looking for? I hope so. Isaiah rings it out today. Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. God is here, right here at St. John Vianney. Did you know that? God is here, the God who saves us. And so we're invited to look and see, to see him in the faces of one another, to see him in the word that we just heard proclaimed, to see him in the bread and wine that will be offered as we offer ourselves, and the bread and wine becomes his body and blood. The amazing thing is that we see God in the faces of one another. What a miracle. So, look around. Come on, look around. Don't sit there. Look at somebody. I know it's a shock. Look around you. This is the face of God right here. Right here among us, in the faces of one another. We don't need to look any further. It is here in this place that we both look and find what our hearts desire. There's a wonderful little story told about our patron saint, St. John Vianney. You heard the name, right? John was a great man of prayer, and a great man of compassion and kindness. He was known most for being a wonderful confessor. People literally came from miles and miles to experience God's mercy and forgiveness with John. But in his life of prayer, he would spend an hour every day in his parish church, sitting right about where Don is, sitting there for an hour, looking up at the crucifix and the tabernacle. And one day someone asked him, "Well, Father, what are you doing there all that time?" And he looked at him and said, "It's really very simple. I look at him, and he looks at me."